Sorry, Wanna Rapper, we come to the right place. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Brenton Tovrins, and this is episode 4. Today, we're going to be talking about how to get good at rapping. So this is a good question, especially if you're new to rap and you want to learn how to rap. One of the main things that you want to do is learn how to get good at it, of course. So there are lots of ways to get good at rapping. The first one is to write lots of raps. So that's an important one, because if you want to get good at rapping, like writing raps, that's a good place to start. So, writing raps as often as you can, that will help you improve your rapping. That'll help you get better at rap, because the more you're writing, the more you're practicing, the more you're going to improve. So the more times you can take to write raps, the more you improve. So you got a phone, you got a book, you got a pen, write them out. You can write them with a beat, you can write them without a beat. As long as you're writing raps and you're doing that consistently, you'll improve. The second thing that you can do to improve rapping, to get good at rapping, is to freestyle. And, also freestyling with other people, like your friends and other people who rap. So, freestyle is really important, and, it's like an easy way to improve it as to, freestyle with other people as well, because you'll take turns freestyling. You're in a comfortable environment with like people you know, and so you can practice, and it doesn't matter if you stuff up or whatever, because you're with people you know, you're with your friends, so it's all good, and you can take the opportunity to practice and get better. So freestyling with other people, that's definitely a good skill to do to improve in. The third thing is, if you want to get good at rapping, take every opportunity you can to perform live. So, getting on stage, holding a microphone, rapping your songs live, that's really gonna help you improve, rapping, and especially with live performance, because you're on stage. That's gonna improve your stage skills. It's going to improve how you are in front of an audience, and how you go performing live. So any opportunity that you can get to perform live, take it and do it, because that's going to help you a lot. And as a rapper, performing live, that's like a main thing that you do as well. You're doing live shows, doing live gigs, so the more you do that now, the more you'll get better and ready for when you do your own shows. So yeah. The fourth thing that you can do to get good at rapping is to record. So, recording raps is really important, because, you may, at the start, when you start rapping, you may or may not have access to recording equipment. So, that just depends on how you go about it. But these days, it's pretty, getting a home studio set up, it's pretty cost effective. It's not that expensive. You can do it. So if you want to get a home studio, which I recommend, that's definitely a really good place to start. Recording raps, and recording vocals is really important, because that's not something that is usually done straight away, if you know what I mean. You won't really have much experience with recording at the start. So when you start doing that, you'll start hearing what your voice sounds like. You'll start hearing how you sound, how your vocals sound. And then you can just go from there, you can improve. And, don't be too hard on yourself if, you think your voice, isn't the best at the start or whatever, because, it's your first time. So, and every rapper who starts recording, it's the same for everyone, so don't feel discouraged by that. And recording is a really interesting and intricate process, because that's where you find out your style and how you're gonna perform and how you're gonna rap your lyrics and how you're gonna be as a rapper. So don't rush that, take your time figuring out your voice and your style when you're recording, and that's really important as well. So definitely do as much recording as you can if you got access to the equipment. And it's pretty it's pretty cheap to get a studio these days, like yourself. So yeah, do that. The fifth thing to improve your raps is to listen to other rappers. So listening to your favorite rappers' tracks, listening to songs on the radio, songs on Spotify, just listening to music, just listening to rap music. You're already taking a step to improve because you're already familiar with how rap is done, how rap sounds, how other rappers are doing their vocals, doing their rhyme schemes, their lyrics. So, when you listen to rap music, you already have an idea of how rap, of what rap is and how it's done. So, and usually people kind of lip sync and learn other rappers' songs off by heart. So, they're already doing the work to learn rap. They're just doing it with someone else's music. So that's definitely, if you're listening to a lot of rap music already, you're definitely ahead with that because you're already hearing it so much. So listening to other rappers, that's very important if you want to improve your skills. The sixth thing to improve your rapping, to get good at rapping, is to improve your vocabulary. So when you rap, you're using words, right? You're using the English language, so it makes sense to, if you want to get good at rapping, get better with the words that you're using to rap. So, read the dictionary and, you can even just look up words online, just research different words, research what they mean, because you also want to make sure you're using the words in the right context. And when you're writing your raps, you want to make sure you're using them in the right way. So, expanding the amount of words that is very important as a rapper, because, one, you'll have, you've got a whole stack, you got a huge storage of words that you can just use. You can use when you're writing, you're freestyling. So that's definitely very, very important as a rapper, having heaps of words to rap with. When you freestyle as well, you got heaps of words to freestyle with. Eminem as well. He read the dictionary for his raps, and look how great he is as a rapper. So, there's an example of a rapper who does read the dictionary. So yeah, improve your vocabulary. That's very important. The words you use are important. So make sure heaps of words and use them in the right way. The last tip that you can do to get good at rapping is to feedback. So take on board feedback. When you're a rapper, you're going to get critiqued. You're going to have people, comment on your style, how you do it. They're going to say something, and that's just all part of it. And the thing with feedback is everyone's different. Everyone hears music differently. They'll hear your music differently, and every person has a different thing that they're going to say. Everyone has something different to say. So the important thing with that is to not get discouraged or to take on the wrong types of feedback. You wanna take on board the feedback that you think is true for yourself. So if someone comments hey man, improve your voice this way, or if you write raps this way, and if that's something that you've been feeling like you should improve, then do it, improve. But if you don't feel like it, if someone comments on your rapping or says something and you don't feel like that's something you need to work on, don't take it on board. It's just that person's opinion. It's just what that person thinks. And, if you don't feel positive towards that, you don't have to take it on board. And yeah, just say thank you, whatever. And, you get to choose which feedback you take on board. So don't take on board everything that everyone has to say, because you don't have to. And that's important as a rapper, because you got to be smart in who you listen to and what you take on board. And especially if that person isn't a rapper themselves, they're probably not the most ideal person to listen to. If you're getting feedback from an actual rapper who's experienced, that's a really good place to start. And you know, people listen to music as well. So, but you know, mainly you'd want to get feedback from other rappers and artists because that's more credible. And you know, they actually do it themselves, so they're in that position to give feedback. So yeah, so just, you know, think about what's true to you, and you know, just take on board the feedback that you think is for you. All right, well, there's 7 tips on how you can get good at rapping. So, you know, you just, you know, practice, be consistent with them, you know, implement them. And, you know, the more you do it, the more you're going to get better. And, you know, it's just how much you're committed to rapping and, you know, like how passionate you are, because, you know, this rapping is freaking awesome, man. You know, it's fun. You know, it's a great career choice. You know, it's that music, man, you know, making rap. So, you know, the important thing is to have fun with it, you know, and, you know, just practice and you'll get better. You know, these are things that you can actually do right now to get better. You know, you take the action, you'll get better. Straight up. All right, well, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. I have a rap course as well. So if you want to learn how to rap, I have a course that will teach you how to, like, all of the things that you need to know to start rapping today if you're a beginner, or to increase your skills if you're already experienced. I'm actually having a sale on that rap course as well because it's my birthday month. Yay. Yeah, so for this month only, you can get my rap course for $97. You can get it on soyouwannarapper.wixsite.com/course. It will only be this price for this month, $97. So head there today, get it today, and learn how to rap. It's a great investment, and you'll definitely get some good results from that. So thanks for listening again. My name's Brenton Torrens, and see you on the next podcast. Peace out.